serpentine.
You should really learn the words. Steve-O and Mitch.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy 6 o'clock hour.
No.
Happy 6 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
Happy. No.
Good morning, interns.
Morning.
How you guys doing?
That dang time you guys showed up.
I don't know.
The heck? Showed
up
late.
Before the 6 o'clock hour, and we're like, well, I guess we'll wait for the interns.
The heck?
Oh, sorry.
And we weren't even the first ones here.
Like 10 minutes.
I was.
Behind.
Oh, you beat Peter here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Was that your voice cracking just now?
Yeah. Yeah, it was. This is
welcome
me
to middle school.
Not feeling better. Yeah, it's fantastic.
Oh, whatever. You feel fine. You're just faking it now.
At this point, I am. I mean, I'm just going to go ahead and assume.
Hey, Matthew
from Albuquerque.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Oh, you know, just chilling.
That's good. How's your guys' morning so far?
Well, all 12 minutes of it has been fantastic.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Feel any better, Steve-O?
Nope. Took 1,000 milligrams of Tylenol Extra Strength when I woke up this morning, because that's how not good my head felt.
That's a lot.
Yeah. He's going to be feeling pretty numb.
Yeah, just so you guys know.
So you're going to be able to punch him?
If I start slurring.
Great.
That's why. That's what the doctor told me to do.
That reminds me of sixth grade, guys. I was sick like that once.
Once.
And I actually went to school, too, and I mean, I ended up getting sent home, so.
Wow. Dedication to school.
It was pretty bad.
Well, glad it's over. Glad you made it.
Thank goodness I did, 'cause I just felt extremely miserable that day, I remember.
I'm sorry. So sorry.
Yeah.
And
so anyways, you guys enjoying the interns being in studio this morning?
No.
Well, at least they're learning from the best, though, in the city of Albuquerque.
Yes, we are.
You guys are awesome.
This is every day we got to fight to stay here, you know?
Yep. It's like an island.
Really hate us.
Oh, thank
that's
you.
That's for you.
Thank you. It's like an
so
island.
So anyways.
Yep.
So, did you guys enjoy your show yesterday, the rest of it?
No.
What?
Not really?
I'm just kidding.
I loved it.
I'm just kidding,
oh,
y'all.
It was fantastic.
Just kidding.
Jeez.
Gosh.
Man. What can we play for you, Matthew?
Let's see. This morning, I was getting some house school for my 21 Pilots again, one of my friends. She lives out in La Mesa, California.
La Mesa.
Her name is Angelita Salazar. We've been friends since second grade.
Wow.
So like 2 years.
Dude. Hey.
What?
That's a long, long time.
What grade is he in?
I thought like eighth.
Oh, that's right.
He's
going
to be in high school next year. That's
six
a long
years.
Time.
6 years.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Wow. Belittling friendships just because you don't have any friends.
Oh.
Wait, hold on.
Wait, no, I learned from
just
the best.
Just because you don't have any friends.
That didn't sound
go.
Correct
okay.
at all.
That sounds
well, anyways, I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. You guys have a great day.
You too.
Thanks, Matthew.
Bye.
Matthew from Albuquerque.
Matthew from Albuquerque. He's wonderful.
Fantastic.
I think Thebes just spammed me on Twitter.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I got a soap commercial on YouTube from Thebes. I think he's spamming me.
What?
I think Dial is spamming people.
There's
spam
no
others.
Way. That's got to be real. Thieves wouldn't spam you.
Purposeful. Well,
bless you.
Thank you.
Nico, are you getting my illness?
I don't know.
Oh, no.
I don't feel like it.
Don't do it.
You know,
take some vitamin C.
I got plenty of it. You should take 10 grams of vitamin C every hour and only stop when you get diarrhea for about 5 to 7 hours.
That's what the listener told me.
That's when you should stop.
Mm-hmm. Because that doesn't just make things worse. Nico, don't get sick, bro.
Okay.
Don't get sick.
You can't afford that.
Mind over matter.
You know, you're right.
You can just talk yourself out of being sick.
Yeah.
That's worked wonders for me.
You're not doing a very good job at talking yourself out of it. Like, I'm feeling fine. I'm not feeling well. I am not feeling well.
You should really keep drinking that water, though, like 10,000 milligrams.
I know. I'm trying.
No, just grams.
I'm trying to drink a lot of water.
Every time that cup empties, I refill it.
Oh, I know.
Because you have to pee every 4 seconds.
It's awful.
I think it's funny.
No more. No more.
Well, glad you're not feeling any better today.
Yep. It's Wednesday. We got Shock Therapy Live coming up. We also have Teresa from the Albuquerque Rescue Mission in studio this morning.
We have got a few questions this morning for Shock Therapy Live.
Yeah,
so,
which is cool.
Studio at mystaticradio.com if you do want to get that email and question in.
We're also going to talk about privacy.
Yay.
Privacy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you value it?
Yes.
Do you really, though?
Yes, as in I already want to delete my Facebook.
See, I found a study.
I found
a study about privacy.
I have a Facebook for a very specific reason, and I'm, like, angry that I have to have it right now, but I just want to delete it.
If you were offered a booyah sale at a store for sharing your location, would you? You would.
What does that mean? Like,
it means
what do
you're
I
at
get?
A store, okay. And they're like, hey, we'll give you 30% off. All you got to do is tell everyone where you are right now.
Lame. No, 30% off is not that much. Chances
not
are I'm not going
to
buy that much.
To get rid of your private information?
No.
Just let people know where you are?
Just to let people know where you are.
Lame. I get
good.
A 40% off coupon at Hobby Lobby, and I don't have to tell anyone. All the
static.
Time.
Word up.
For all that yarn.
Well, good morning. Is it way too early Wednesday?
It hasn't been way too early Wednesday for like 3 months.
Yeah, we haven't done that in months, yo.
Well, it's still way too early for me.
Yeah.
So did you want to hear some haste of the day?
Well, if it's allowed, but I was curious. Well, I was a little curious, Mitch, and Steve-O, and Nico, and Creepy. Well, I was just a little bit curious. Well, the format changed.
The format has never changed. The format didn't change. We just stopped doing Way Too Early Wednesday. Because the same 7 songs are played every week, and it got so boring. I took meds this morning, so I'm honest.
Well, listen.
I was tired of playing White as Snow at 7:18 every Wednesday.
6:18.
Whatever! You don't tell me what to do.
Yes, I do.
You see how the yelling is going on? This is the very format I was talking about. There's no more yelling music.
It's because it's...
So let's just yell for...
So let's just yell.
Yeah. Kind of replace it.
Cool.
Okay, well, can I have you play me something else?
Maybe.
Possibly.
It won't be yelling. It'll be very nice.
Uh-huh.
Well, I was thinking about... I haven't heard in a while... Paper Tongues, and how about, you know, that one that I love.
Oh, that one that you love.
Of course.
The one about the love, about
love. Yes,
the love
Paper
like
Tongues.
Mine or something.
Okay, we will do that for you.
Mitch, you look actually, you look exceptionally beautiful in this static prom. I saw the picture.
Thank you. You weren't there?
Well, no, little one doesn't have a costume.
Oh. Okay. Got it. Thank you.
All right. It's way too early Wednesday if you want to get your suggestions in.
Is it way too early Wednesday?
No!
I'm like, why would you say that? Because I just got
coming
crazy
up, we'll
anxiety
be doing
just
Planet
now.
Of the APS and other really old crap that we haven't done in years.
Please,
no,
please
Nico,
do that.
We're not.
Please do that. That was me.
No, just
do
that.
It's Caleb. Good Caleb.
I should make the entrance.
CC. I'm going to call you CC.
There you go. You guys think you can handle... Planet of the APS?
There's no way I can. Like,
what?
Recording
you just
that
got
yesterday.
Really
I know, but like.
That's no, because it was your
recording,
voice.
Recording, it's live. We did it live every day.
It was live.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, recording yesterday, I was
true.
Laughing the whole time.
Just wait until
such
the
a hard
spot actually
laughing.
Comes out.
One does something really creepy on my side. Mm. I sat down and listened to like all 5 minutes of that audio.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
Oh, I'm
yeah.
Static.
Good morning, dude.
Hey, buddy.
Hey.
How's it going?
Hey. Did you have a good day yesterday?
I did. Yes?
Oh. What was yesterday?
I don't know. Yesterday was yesterday.
But what about... Yeah, but you should ask me how I'm feeling today. Today is important.
How are you feeling today?
I feel dreadful, bro.
Do you really?
I'm so glad you're calling.
What?
Yeah.
Are you still sick?
Yes. It's terrible.
Oh, man. No, being sick's no fun at all, dude.
No bigs, but me and Joey might be hosting a education banquet for the Albuquerque Hispano Chamber of Commerce tonight with the mayor. No bigs!
That's awesome, dude.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic.
He's going to use his sickness to his benefit.
I'm going to be right as rain.
I am praying for you, dude. Hey, some energy. There's like, what is it? Emergency? That drink?
Yeah.
Dude.
He's had too much vitamin C. He's had too much.
I think you're just sick for that.
Dude, you're a soldier just for being there, dude. I'm so proud of you, man.
Thanks, bro.
Hey, I'm on a really, really long drive today. Listen to you guys. So if you get a chance and Social Distortion comes around there, you throw it there for me.
Yeah, absolutely. Happening right now. Well,
love you guys,
love
man.
You. Dude, Shane, I love you too, bro. Thank you for your
prayers.
I feel
better, bro. God bless you.
All right, God bless you too. I love that man. It's Hurricane Shane, everyone.
Shane.
Good old Shane.
I never know when you're going to... When you're going to Shane, so I have to, every single time you end the phone call with him, I have to look at you and make sure if you're not going to just say Shane.
Oh, I just stopped doing it because I assume you never know when we're going to do it, so I quit doing it.
No, it's because
that your time it. Then? It's,
yeah.
We have to bring
Shane,
that back.
Call back in.
We have I miss to bring you that back. Screaming his name and turning up.
Well,
the,
I was a part of that, too.
Title.
He just stopped doing it and then.
Yeah, the timing just didn't seem right.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I understand.
It's just not the same.
No, it's quite.
It's not the same!
I think it would still be fine if we just all did it at different times.
Okay.
You know, like...
You know.
Like a barbershop quartet?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
So yesterday, you guys had your first go-round with trying to do a non-commercial, because we're non-com, but you guys recorded your first spot.
The Wire.
Yeah, what do you guys think?
It was pretty
interesting.
That was really funny.
Yeah. You guys are becoming superstars.
Superstars.
You're like co-hosts on the morning show now. You're already recording spots for The Wire.
Yeah, it's whatever.
Yeah, you know, it's cool,
I mean, you
whatever.
Know, whatever. It's whatever. Right on.
Yeah, it's not like, it's you know, awesome. Nothing new. I mean, it was really awesome.
Are you guys going to pursue radio now when you graduate high school?
I mean, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
Or they're going to go to collage.
Ah, yes. Collage.
Oh, collage.
Yes. They'll teach you great things. I went to collage.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
I went to collage for a whole semester.
Me too! Woo! That was pretty great.
Yeah, I really do.
I learned everything I needed to know.
Yep. Yeah. Now look at us. Look at us.
Look at us.
Rock stars.
I mean, you too could have this if you drop out of college. You learn stuff.
I think it might just not go.
See, exactly. Don't
encouraging
be like
folks
us.
All
Don't
around the world.
Don't be like us.
Please, yeah, I'm sorry. College... It's great. I just did it. I just went in a very bad time in my life, and I shouldn't have.
Yeah. All right. 505-338-3700.
I suck at school. I don't have any excuse.
We have a lot of requests from the regulars. We've got a Matthew from Albuquerque request. We got some from Hurricane Shane, and Little One requested some Paper Tongues. We'll do all that now.
All right.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Paper Tongues. Love Like You, Static Radio, good morning.
Stop trying to belittle my life.
Wow. Okay. So it's been good.
Oh my God.
See you later.
Why do you hate me?
What?
You love me because you're playing this song. I love NSYNC.
I know you do, actually. This is not breaking news that you love NSYNC. However,
tonight we're probably going to start a fight. And
Michelle!
I know this can't be right.
That was not breaking news that you know every word to NSYNC.
Oh.
However, this is breaking news.
Breaking news. It's for me, not you. You're not going to say anything, okay?
This is breaking news.
Henry says he attended a Manchester carnival run by New Hampshire-based Fiesta shows and wanted to win an Xbox Kinect at a game called Tubs of Fun, where contestants toss balls into a tub. When he practiced, he said it was easy, but something changed when he started playing for the prize and the balls kept popping out. He burned through hundreds of dollars trying to win the game, ran out of money, then went home to get another $2,000.
What?
His
to
life-
win an Xbox Kinect?
Yeah.
Those things are like $50, aren't they? Or something ridiculously like that?
I don't even know.
Yeah, I don't know.
So the story, the title something of the story like is called Man Loses Life. Savings on a Carnival Game.
It's like a $50 thing that you could get at like Walmart.
Yeah, so he went to go get $2,000, his life savings. In all, that's which is not
to
a lot.
Play a
which
carnival
is not a lot
game?
Of life savings. A lot of life savings.
Hey, don't judge. That's
he wasted 26.
He had a life savings.
Well,
GGs. I mean, that's more than most people.
It's true. I don't have that much.
To have. I'm just kidding.
What does Dave Ramsey say?
Well, you need $1,000 emergency fund. You need 3 to 6 months of your income.
Mortgage? Oh, income?
No, total income for 3 to 6 months.
Pay off all your debt.
And like a money market account that will accrue interest.
Uh-huh.
You have to utilize the debt snowball to do.
Boom! You guys went through that.
Yep. That's
what Dude, best thing you could have gone through. Trust me. Adhere to it. Adhere to it. You're going to be gajillionaires.
This guy did not adhere to it. He spent $2,600 on the game.
Oh, my gosh. I'm stressed out.
He walked away with a giant stuffed banana.
Oh, my gosh.
Good. I was scared he wasn't going to win anything.
Oh, man. Are you kidding me?
That's what happened.
$2,600 for a giant stuffed banana?
Yeah.
Put that in your life savings.
I'm so sad.
What has this world come to?
Nothing good.
$2,600 for a giant stuffed banana. How cool is it though? Like, because like you say, giant stuffed banana.
Float?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
how big?
Must be a really cool. Yeah. Like, is it 6 feet tall?
And he can show his friends. This is a $2,600.
You're asking me these questions. Yes. I don't know. Giant. Whatever that means, giant.
I don't know. I'd be interested. It could change the story. It could be like a happy ending for him.
It could fill the entirety of his
Was it in
park.
Pajamas?
Wow. See, that would be huge. As long as it's not a real giant banana, because if it was a real giant banana, where would you like
it'd go
keep
bad.
That?
It'd be some
it
crazy fertilizer for your garden.
It'd go brown.
The banana peel?
Ugh, it'd be awful.
The
you could
peel.
Host a huge disgusting. Banana split party.
Banana,
like the entire neighborhood.
Banana bread.
And charge people $83 a person and you might recover some of your money.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Good idea.
I'm just saying, trying to find
what to do with giant bananas.
I listen to Dave Ramsey.
Breaking news. A couple say they came back to their Washington state home to find Jason McDaniel in their kitchen. They didn't know him. They see he was standing with the refrigerator door open and feeding their dog some pudding. Jason allegedly told the couple he was looking for a man to kill, but they told him that the person didn't live there. So he calmly walked out the front door.
That is weird. First of all, I'd be pissed at my dog. Like, dude,
what are you doing?
Pudding?
What are you
really?
Doing?
Pudding?
Really?
That's all it takes?
And it's like chocolate pudding, too, and this is not even good.
Yeah, dog's probably going to get sick. Wow.
Okay, this next one, this next breaking news,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to read, but you have to be silent until I finish it, okay?
Oh.
Okay? It's not that long. Look.
I can't make promises.
There you go.
Can't make promises. Okay. Ready? Okay, guys. Silent.
As the pieces for Star Wars Episode 7 come together, many elements that are near and dear to the franchise will likely be returning. Director J.J. Abrams said he expects composer John Williams to return this and score the new film. Williams has scored all of the previous Star Wars films and won an Academy Award for the best original score for the first film.
Yep.
Did you know that?
I did not.
Now you do.
That is the greatest news of all time. Well, it's not the greatest news of all time. Pretty sure the gospel, which means good news.
Yeah.
It's probably the greatest news of all time.
So, there you go.
Yeah.
But
John Williams could be returning.
He could be.
Because I was sad he's not doing the music for Man of Steel.
No, he's not.
The new Superman movie.
Because
John Williams, I mean, it's part of what made Superman.
John and
great.
I have the same birthday.
You do. February 8th.
Same birthday.
He was born just a few years before you.
Maybe more than
60.
A few. Maybe around 60 years.
Oh, that is fantastic news.
Okay.
Are you guys as excited as I am for Star Wars?
I am. And if I'm disappointed, I'm like burning the theater down.
Yeah.
Oh my god. You can't.
Okay,
too soon. You can't make say stuff like that. You can't.
You
can say like I'm making sure everybody evacuates first.
Get out.
Guys, get out. I'm going to burn this place down.
I'm burning it down.
I'm burning it down. Everyone out.
Get out.
I mean it. I care about your safety. I just want to exact revenge upon the chairs. Please leave in a timely manner.
And you leave that reel of film here.
Yes.
Leave it here.
It's going.
Do they have still, like the reels? Like,
could you imagine? Hi, excuse me. Can I have your attention? Could you please start heading towards the exit to your left or right? I'm burning this mother down!
People on my right and left pouring gasoline everywhere.
The roof will be on fire!
Wow.
You have, like, those little things that they carry around. These glow sticks. Get out!
Get out. Amazing.
Oh. Or you bring like a lightsaber.
You know, sadly, I feel your pain. I was at episode one, opening night.
Oh,
I walked
man.
Out of the theater, and I'm pretty sure I shed tears. So
not for the good
tears. Not the good tears, no. No,
did you
the
see,
sad tears.
Did you see people, like, on the ground screaming?
Oh, there was wailing and gnashing of teeth. Yeah, yeah. I tore my shirt. I wore a sackcloth with ashes for, like, a week.
Yeah. It was in
pretty
mourning?
Much the worst movie ever. Yeah, I was so sad.
What did you think of episode 3? Because I had to sit through that movie twice in theaters, and I was, like, bored. Boring.
I didn't hate that one, actually.
Boring.
I didn't like that one.
I thought episode 2 and 3 were much better than episode 1.
What I was just mostly confused about is how they had such a great cast, but they all sucked at acting so much.
Yeah, it was
like,
weird,
how did you
right?
do that?
It was the script.
Yeah,
it was the writing. It was the writing.
It's terrible.
Who made
when
them
you have
up
lines
like that?
Like, dude, George Lucas took way too much control, and it was like, oh, I'm so in love with you. Oh, it's because I'm so in love with you, m'lady. What?
Why is he
Are
Garth?
Are you kidding me? Yeah, there you go. I have no idea. Gosh.
Breaking
Episode
news.
7.
Next up, birthdays.
Please. Hey, if you want to get a birthday shout-out in studio at mystaticradio.com, it's all it takes. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. The almost ghost. No, wait.
Not over?
No, wait.
There it is.
You go. Okay, cool. Longest
song's over.
Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you. It is Wednesday morning. It is May 1st.
Mayday.
It's May.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
I know.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Let's take this weird
okay.
one.
Okay.
Static.
Hello?
Right?
I hear you.
I can hear you.
Did we get butt dialed?
Can hear you.
Did we get butt dialed?
Yeah, we should see then.
Shh. Say something.
They're walking.
I bet it's Shane.
Do you think if we make a lot of noise, the vibration of the sound will go into their pocket and they'll go, what is that?
Do you think how obnoxious would it be for...
Okay. Worth a try.
Where's your pocket?
Oh,
lame.
So anticlimactic.
We just got butt dialed.
We did.
Butt hung up on.
Yeah. Amazing. It is May 1st. It's time for birthdays if it's your birthday.
Happy birthday.
Sadly, no one loves you enough to email it into us.
Oh, I'm... Should I email in my birthday request? Oh, I'll email that right now. Anyway, go ahead.
Sure. All right. From American Chopper.
That one guy.
Is that like one of those blender things that they sell?
See, a reality TV show.
Oh.
They do Harley Davidson stuff.
They do not do Harley Davidson stuff.
They do bike stuff.
Oh, right.
Motorcycle stuff.
They do
stuff.
Motorcycle stuff. Yes, American Chopper. From American Chopper.
I don't know any of their
names.
That one guy.
You guys aren't going to know any of these people.
The guy with the beard.
Paul Sr.
The guy with the beard.
The Pops.
He probably has a birthday.
Does he have a beard?
The dad.
He probably
He's
has a beard.
Got a big old stash.
Oh.
68.
I was going to say 67.
Mm?
74.
Too bad you didn't say 64. Because he's 64.
Oh, okay.
Dang it. Oh, I see what you did there.
All right, ready? Audio guess.
Bill Murray.
No.
Bill Murray?
No.
Is it...
Is it the W guy?
Nope.
Is it anyone from Ghostbusters?
Yes.
Is it one of the three?
Nope.
And I have no idea.
Is it the girl?
He wrote the theme song for Ghostbusters. It's this dude. You guys don't remember his name?
No.
Ray Parker Jr.'s birthday today.
I would have never guessed that. Never.
Ray Parker Jr.
Ray Parker Jr. This is his song. This is him singing. How old is he?
Ooh, okay. He's got to be in his 30s when he wrote this. Ghostbusters came out in what, like the 90s? 80s?
Okay.
I just sent my birthday request in.
Okay. Oh, snap.
60.
How old is he? Okay,
hold
60?
On. Hold on. 58.
64.
So we have
58. 60 and 64.
60 and 64.
How old is he?
58!
Yes!
Yesterday!
Wow.
He's 59.
You can't do that to me.
Yep, sure can.
That was kind of cruel.
Yeah.
That was rude.
Sorry.
That was really rude.
So close. So close.
So mad. Do you like my math?
That was pretty good math. You were 1 year off, as always. There should be a prize for like getting as close as possible without actually getting it right. Because you're doing that regularly.
It's
now.
Like it's like the when it's like first and second and third place and then like honorable mention award. That's what I get.
From Family Matters.
Urkel. I love Family Matters.
Yeah?
Is it Urkel?
Nope.
Is it the dad?
I don't think so.
I forgot all their names.
It's Darius McCrary's birthday.
Oh, Darius.
Is he the son?
From Family Matters.
Who is he?
Know.
I'm looking him up on my phone. Darius McCrary, obviously.
Darius McCrarius.
From Family Matters.
That guy.
Yeah, Darius.
I'm sorry.
McCrary.
When I was little, I didn't even call that show Family Matters. I called it Urkel.
Urkel, yeah.
Yeah.
I wanted to watch Urkel.
Oh, it's Laura's brother. That dude.
See, Laura and Urkel. That's all we remember.
Right? Wasn't he the brother?
Yeah.
Was he the older brother?
Older brother on. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Did you guys see how old he was?
He's probably about 20 something back then, playing high school, of course.
There is McCrary.
So is
48.
No.
No.
30s.
Nico, are you sticking with yours?
Why not?
40 what?
48.
48! He is not 48.
How old is he?
He's 37, Caleb! You guys aren't excited enough.
Better than all of
Wait,
us.
Wait, hold on. Did you see what I was doing?
Yeah.
If we did birthdays at like 9, maybe I'd be awake.
Last but not least, because there's nobody else cool on this list. He's a singer and he's an actor. He was
Justin Timberlake is in
Friday Night Lights.
Oh, I never saw it.
He was in The Blind Side. And his wife does the theme song for Thursday Night Football? For one of the football things?
Oh, you know what? I don't know who that is. I don't know.
What?
Is it...
He's married to Faith Hill.
Brendan... No.
Are you guys kidding me?
Oh, Tim McGraw.
Yes! There you go.
Tim McGraw is in Blindside?
Oh! Yeah, he's the dad.
No way, that's Tim McGraw?
Yes.
I didn't know.
Yeah, he's a pretty good actor. He's been in a few movies.
I know one Tim McGraw song. And it's country, so.
Go.
She's my kind of rain.
That
like yeah, something, yeah, yeah. something. And I have seven.
Wow. That was magical.
I love that part.
Yeah.
Really good. Yep. It's the part where it stops because it's country.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tim McGraw's birthday, guys.
Tim McGraw is, well, he's probably in his late 40s or early 50s.
Okay.
I'm just going to go with 50.
I'm going to go with 52.
Oh. 51.
Wow.
Is he 50?
He's pissed.
Is he in his 40s?
He's like 46.
39.
Oh, that sucks. Sorry,
he's
bro.
He's like, really?
Yeah, sorry, bro.
And then you come back and you say, dude, you're balding, all right? You're balding. It threw us off. That's your rebuttal.
You've been around forever.
Yep.
Like, why would you expect to be any younger?
Speaking of birthdays.
It? Hold on.
That's it. There's nobody else that I even partially knew.
Wow, I don't know any of these people.
Right, this is what I was trying to tell
you. Speaking of birthdays, we got one in the...
We just got a birthday emailed into us.
From, me.
Yeah.
It is someone very special to my heart. He turns...
He's going to be stoked.
Which is funny, I placed the phone next to him this morning and I turned it on full blast so he'd know it was ringing when someone called. Oh, it's my husband. Please answer the phone.
He's not going to.
It's one of your friends snuck into his room. Placed the phone next to him.
Answer the phone.
He's not going to.
No, he's probably not going to. Hey, answer your phone.
You're not there.
Hey, this is Kelly. Sorry, yep. Missed you. Send me a text or leaving
I'm
a message.
Not going to send a message.
No.
Yeah, oh, yeah, we are.
The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages.
What the heck?
At this time.
That's goodbye. Stupid.
I think this has happened to us before on air.
Yeah.
Call him again.
No.
Call him again.
I'm not calling him
again. I'm not wishing him a happy birthday unless he answers the phone. Call him again.
Wow. This is your husband.
Their marriage relies on this. Oh, yeah.
I don't have it memorized.
270.
Okay, wait. 270. I'm just kidding.
Here.
Wait, but really? You can't give it to me in hand form because everybody will see on the webcam. Okay.
You can't do that.
Everybody's still staring at you.
So you say out
He's
loud when his
so
number
mad.
Is...
We're like, hey, it's your birthday, so we're waking you up. He's going to be so stoked.
I know.
He's not going to. He's asleep and you're not there to go, answer your phone!
What are you doing? Answer your phone!
Blah, blah, blah. So he's like actually enjoying his rest.
You don't know that's what I sound like.
Yeah, I do.
Hey, this is Kelly. Sorry.
Sounds like he ended that one early. I don't know.
sounds like
he sent his voicemail. He's like, I don't want to do this.
Yeah. Anyway, it's my husband's birthday. He's not a morning person.
A ring and a half less. I think he sent us a voicemail.
Yeah, I think so.
What the heck?
I don't know. Doesn't want to be on the show then. Happy birthday, Kelly.
Yeah, happy birthday, Kelly.
It's Kelly's birthday. Happy birthday, Kelly.
Yeah.
Coming I don't have
anything
album.
Planned for you today.
So since he's obviously not listening, what do you have planned for him today?
I have stuff planned.
Oh,
stuff.
Really?
Yeah, I do. I really do.
Okay. Are you going to tell us about it tomorrow then? Since we obviously are all curious and you can't tell us.
Well, he doesn't have to work tonight. So that's good. Because he usually does. It's Wednesday night service.
Right.
So he's not doing that. And I don't see. Here's the thing.
Don't ruin anything.
No, here's,
okay,
here's the thing.
That.
He wants to just go out to eat. Like the only way I know the one way that will make him happy is just to take him out to eat.
Right.
He loves to go out to eat, and I'm like, why? That never lasts. You're hungry in 30 minutes after that.
So I'm with Kelly.
Okay.
Like, for my birthday, I'd rather just go to like my favorite restaurant.
Yeah. So I want to do that, but then I always want to do something that I want to do, and I feel bad because I don't know.
It's his birthday.
Right. So. What I always want to do around this time of year is go to the zoo. I always want to go to the zoo. And he never seems to mind, but I'm not going to take him to the zoo today unless he really wants to go.
He doesn't. Trust me.
You don't know that.
No dude is like,
hey,
dude, you know what I want to do today on my birthday? Go to the zoo.
The zoo is awesome.
For my birthday, I just want to stare at polar bears. I don't think he's doing that.
We
Let me
polar
help
bears.
You, Michelle.
If anybody's voice
you.
Is like that, then
don't
I
do that.
That.
Yeah. hey, other men in the room, would you want to go to the zoo for your birthday?
And I was like 5.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Nico?
I'm going to be honest. I freaking love the zoo.
Okay.
I have been trying to get to the zoo for like the past week.
Yeah, but you're doing that for you. What you're supposed to do...
For an experience and memory with my husband.
What you're supposed to do is feel out the situation like a solid week in advance. You start like, hey, and then you sneak in like little mentions about somebody being at the zoo, and then if he goes, oh man, we haven't been to the zoo in forever, then you're like, oh, maybe he wants to go to the zoo. Or if he's like, oh, dude,
you know what else is at the zoo? You know what else is at the zoo? The catwalk.
Yeah.
I want to go to the dang zoo.
You keep saying I. It's his birthday.
You know what else is at the zoo? A week-old giraffe. I want to go to the zoo.
Wow. You're so selfless. Gosh, I'm so glad you're my partner in ministry because you are the most selfless individual.
We have a phone call.
I know. So proud of
you. I'm not going to take him to the zoo.
Static.
Hello.
Hey.
Shalom.
Yo, Mitch, I didn't know you and Kelly had kids. Why do you want to go to the zoo?
Right, exactly.
Because
exactly.
We don't have kids,
they
and
don't
I don't
have kids.
Yeah, that's why.
I know exactly. Exactly.
Dude, Bull Boy, if your wife was like, surprise, we're going to the zoo, what would your response be?
I would go hawk through tickets right in front of the zoo.
What does that mean?
He would sell them to somebody else actually wanting to use those tickets.
Me. I'd be going buying that.
Please,
I'd be
don't do that, dude, because then your marriage from here on out would be a disaster.
Yo, oh, man. I don't know if that's that bad, but I mean, I would say he'll never forget the year that you took him to the zoo for his birthday.
He won't.
We're not like taking him to go do his feet or something.
Right, exactly. Thank you, Pooboy. You get me. That's exactly it. If my wife,
love you
too, bro.
Okay.
If my wife was like, I've been wanting to get a pedicure for a while. Happy birthday, we're getting matching pedicures.
That's not the same thing.
Lame.
Okay.
It's my birthday.
Last year for his birthday, we were super broke.
Okay.
Super, super broke. So, for whatever reason...
Was he like, man, I wish we weren't broke because I want to go to the zoo.
No, we didn't have any money to even, like, breathe. We didn't have money.
Oh, man.
And so... for some reason, the station had an extra pair of Isotopes tickets. So I went. And I was, would you enjoy that? Isotopes game.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
it's
right,
me.
Right? Okay, so I'm like, this will be fun because it's us. We're going to have, it's him and I are going to, he hated it.
Well, he's not.
He freaking hated it.
Kelly is not Sporty Spice, all right? If anything, he's posh.
I had a blast.
He's Posh Spice.
Okay, so
actually,
I'm going to take him to
Baby Spice because he's the youngest.
Then I'm going to take him to the zoo.
Oh, man. 505-338-3700.
My voice is getting higher, which means I'm getting angry.
I know. I'm trying to take a break. We want to know your thoughts. Today is Kelly's birthday.
What should I do for Kelly's birthday?
What should Michelle do for her husband? Save him from the zoo, please.
He likes music.
Exactly. Man, how do I know him better?
I'm sorry, I didn't... How did you know?
You should get him, like... Do you guys like the Killers? I heard they're coming. Get them, like, tickets to that. Well, it's probably too late to get tickets. Just going to stop.
He loves the Killers.
Yes, he does. Taking a quick break. Coming right back. In the morning.
Hey. I'm
Go
doing
for
traffic.
It. Yes, you are. Go for
so,
it.
Can't hold it still now. There's road construction. It's reduced to one lane at Unser Boulevard at I-40. There's road construction. Left lane is closed at Taylor Ranch at La Orilla. Road closed. Course Road. Something. There's road construction and two lanes are closed at Balloon Fiesta Parkway east at San Mateo Boulevard and construction work at Alameda Boulevard between San Pedro Drive and I-25 Service Road.
That's your look at traffic?
Yes.
Yay! You did it! Good for you. Your first look at traffic. Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road, right here on the Calvary campus. Give them a call if you want. Get your burrito and drink early. 505-338-3669. That's 338-3669. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey.
This is me running a show. What do you guys have? I don't have anything.
You have the loudest headphones on earth.
I know. Actually, no, Steve-O has the loudest headphones because he can control them. So it gets louder and louder if you want it. It's awful. It's the worst.
Jeez.
So I feel like he's deaf because I put on his headphones and I think my eardrums are going to burst because they're so loud.
They're louder than these.
He's also super sick. Yeah. So he can't hear anything.
Oh my gosh.
So I put them on and I instant. I thought my life was over. I'm like, this is it. So
stories?
Stories.
Do you want a story?
Do you have a story of the day? Something for me to hear?
Do you want like uplifting or like
it's 7:16. What do I want?
Yeah, what kind of do you?
Yeah, sure, uplifting.
Okay. I don't know. The headline reads, Facebook reunites daughter with birth mother after 37 years.
Ooh,
pretty cray.
Facebook.
Yeah.
Doing their thing.
Then, this is pretty crazy. Woman reunited with stolen wallet 23 years later.
It's a little late, don't you think?
Yeah. Chastain can still remember the exact date in 1990. When her navy blue wallet was missing at a hospital. So apparently someone stole it, and now someone just brought it in to the police station.
Was all the money there?
23 years later. It doesn't say, the thing she was like mainly pumped about was that she had a bunch of like old pictures in there, like of her family.
Yeah.
And that was all still there.
Hey.
So, yeah.
Cool.
That's pretty cool.
It's kind of like, it's one of those things where, in a fire, that's the one thing you'd grab is like pictures.
Pictures, yeah.
So
yeah, she's pretty pumped about
I'm
that.
I'm so happy for her.
My wallet is jam packed with memories.
Is it? Is it really?
Oh yeah.
That's not a joke.
Yeah, I'm not joking.
Okay, that's good.
None of them are like pictures though.
Oh, okay.
They're usually just things I find funny or remind me of like certain times that I also find funny.
Oh, that's
Word.
Good.
Yeah.
Just for a laugh.
Yeah, usually.
We talked a little bit about this a few weeks ago, Steve-O and I. What do you keep in your wallet with, like, receipts and pictures and just cards that you're like, you go to, I don't know, a yogurt store, and they're like, hey, do you have our smile card? And you're like, no. And then all of a sudden you're like, wait, yes, I do. I have 6 of them in my wallet.
Yeah, seriously. No, honest, I'm like one of those people that, like, I have, like, a $1 off at this place called Senor Dog somewhere in New Mexico, and I have no idea how I got it, but I'm like still keeping it just in case I pass it someday.
Yeah. Oh, and I have a coupon.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like one of those people that keeps everything like just in case I can get a discount.
Yeah, I was, and then we did that whole wallet thing, and I couldn't even close my wallet beforehand.
Kinda, yeah.
And then he like took everything out and he legitimately threw all of my stuff away. I'm like, but I need that. I need that. That's which. I need that.
Yeah.
And actually that's the one thing I didn't let him throw away. So now my wallet closes nicely, but it's like slowly starting to pile up again with receipts and things that I'm like, oh, I should keep that for 10 years. I don't know.
Yeah.
So what do you have in your wallet?
Sentimental value.
Oh, look at that. Look at that. Let me see this. You have a mustache?
It's like everywhere in the pockets.
Who is that?
That is Derek Funk. He is a missing person.
Aww.
And I think he looks hilarious, and his name is hilarious, too.
He looks... Wow.
Derek Funk.
If you ever see him, you
will not... That's a rocket
name. You will not...
Hopefully, I won't.
You will not miss him.
Yeah.
You will know. Well, never mind. That was a bad joke.
I have Subway cards that people keep giving me, and I haven't been to Subway since, like, last
Subway
Christmas.
Subway cards? Dude!
So I just have, like... I've got, like...
Stop holding out on
$25.
There's a Subway right here. We walk all the time. Yes, we do. It's just a fact. We do. We walk there. We don't go there. Stop holding out on us. You have a dollar, $2, $12 whole dollars. Dang,
yeah,
rolling
yeah.
in the dough. What
I didn't
do you
go
have?
To work yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What do you have in your wallet? You can let us know. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We're going to get back to some music, and then there will be more of us. Steve-O and Mitch in the morning, Static Radio. I love this song. Well, this part of the song, actually. Let me make that clear. This part of the song. It sounds pretty old school. Good morning. You're listening to Static Radio. It is 7:30 right now. Steve-O and Mitch. And with me, the interns.
Hello.
Yo.
Hey, guys. What's happening?
Not much.
Oh, good. That's good. Coming up at 8 o'clock is Teresa from ABQ Rescue. She visits us every Wednesday and tells us about all the awesome things Albuquerque Rescue Mission does. And joining the studio... Steve-O.
No, go ahead.
Okay, hey. All right, so we are talking about things that you find in your wallet. You can get let us know what you find in your wallet. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. And Creepy Caleb, I know that you have stuff to talk about as well, so go for it.
All right. In Fresno, California, there are repeated conflicts with a church board about the direction of a family life center.
and the pastor, Dave Chandler, decided to leave the church. But, however, on his way out, he used a little-known clause in bylaws, apparently, that he could single-handedly hire a new worship leader. So he decided to hire one Bill McKerney. McNerney, sorry.
Get the name right.
Yeah, sorry. According to this, he specializes in alien folk music and tunes for chickens and other intelligent beings. He was last employed as a street performer in Key West, Florida, and he has made several albums of himself playing the ukulele and making barnyard sounds.
I'm sure he has, because he's crazy.
Yeah, it looks like it. There's a picture of him right here. Right there.
For everyone on the radio, he's crazy.
Oh, yeah. If you guys want to see it on the webcam, there it is.
MyStaticRadio.com to see the webcam. So what's your news source?
Lark News.
Ah.
It's really, really reliable.
Yeah, super reliable. It's like The Onion, except for Christian news.
Yeah, it's extremely reliable.
The word you're looking for is satire.
Oh, the word I'm looking for is satire. Hey, you're not here. Oh, you're not here.
But it's still really reliable, so, you know.
Of course, yes. Thank you. Thank you for that story.
You're welcome.
I'm glad we know about it now, so.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
Know what fake news is out there, yeah.
Right, what other fake news is out there?
Oh, there's tons.
I thought the homeschool one was awesome. Was that yesterday that we did that?
I think so.
2 days ago. Suspension in the backyard? Oh, okay.
Was that yesterday? No, that was yesterday.
No, it wasn't.
We're getting our days. That's how amazing it is. We just can't remember what day it is.
Every day is just so good.
I can remember.
And they all run together.
Yeah.
Are you guys really on the air?
I'm sorry. Okay.
What? I was. Yeah. He's telling his story. Is that it?
Okay.
Well, I could continue. There's a lot more.
A lot more about this guy?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, are we gonna,
make it really interesting.
All right. Apparently, this bylaw gave the pastor who exited to sole authority to hire and fire the new worship leaders, and even define contract terms. And this contract states that if you want to fire this worship leader, if you want to get rid of him, it'll be $150,000.
Oh.
Otherwise, he has to stay for at least 2 years.
Could you imagine? That's so awful.
Yeah.
Thankfully, this is all fake.
Yeah.
Okay. Not real at all.
Yeah.
Nobody's
Lark News.
On a recent Sunday morning, it says, he opened the service with a rendition of Amazing Grace, in which he encouraged audience members to make Martian noises.
What does that even sound like?
I have no idea, but not many people joined in, apparently.
Well, because no one knows what they sound like. Maybe if he gave some I don't know. Just let us know what they sound like.
No, I really just have no idea. There isn't like
there's no
media clip
yet.
Or anything. There should be.
Steve-O, what do Martian noises sound like? Are you sure?
After that, it says that he played This Old Man, he played one. He played Knick Knack on My Thumb. And then he seemed absolutely unfazed by people's not participation.
505-338-3700. If you'd like to chime in on something, maybe.
Wow,
yeah.
Okay.
Story of my life.
Yeah.
So,
hey, Steve-O.
So, can you give me some constructive criticism right now, Steve-O? You're the one who's choosing not to join in.
I can join in. I just don't have a place.
Yes, you do. Of course you do. Right here. Look.
Okay. There you go.
There you go.
All right. I missed pretty much all of the story, though. I was doing other things. We're like, we have 3 stations around here. We're like doing 19 things at the same time. So this is what happens. Thankfully, I can just do this and say, hey, guess what? Sugar in the High Lows. Think I said too much. Steve and Mitch?
In the morning?
Static Radio. Come win. Rend your heart. Static Radio, good morning.
Come Wind, remember that band.
Yeah, they'll be here in June. June 14th, it's a Friday. It is our second birthday party.
We are turning 2!
That's right, Static Radio is turning 2. And to celebrate, we're going to have some House of Heroes, some Come Wind.
It's going to be an extravagant birthday party, especially for a 2-year-old.
Extravagant.
Yes. Come on, I'm going to have crazy bands. Some great people.
Mm-hmm.
And you.
possibly Matt Lott helping with the morning show. Be fantastic.
I'll be here. That's like the week that I'm there.
No, I know.
So.
No, I know. He's still, I think he's still going to come in for a show.
Well, yeah, I hope so.
Maybe him and Colin.
He better.
So. It is 7:50. It is Wednesday. We are a few minutes away from Teresa from the Albuquerque Rescue Mission coming in. And I want to remind you guys, coming up at 9 o'clock, Shock Therapy Live with Pastor Nate Heitzig. You can get your questions in right now, studio@mystaticradio.com.
I already have a few for this morning, and they're good questions. They're good ones.
Good.
So that...
I'm excited.
Yeah, you should be. You should be.
Well, I am, so it's good.
Good, because you should be.
Hey, interns.
Hey.
How are you guys feeling today?
Tired.
Yeah.
That burrito is good, though.
It was really I'm happy. Good.
Big ol' thanks to Solomon Sports for that.
Sopo.
By the way, 7:50, couple minutes behind.
Your usual crazy construction work on Unser and I-40, as well as more construction work on Osuna and Jefferson, Alameda between San Pedro Drive and I-25, construction there as well. It's two lanes are closed on Balloon Fiesta Parkway, east at San Mateo. And guess what, guys? More construction. The left lane is closed. Taylor Ranch Drive at La Orio and Golf Course. And that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, this is Dave Gatt. How's it going?
Dave Gatt!
Yesterday was National Hairstylist Day, like Appreciation Day.
Hairstylist Appreciation Day, and I thought of you, buddy.
Awesome. Yeah. I think that's why people were bringing me cake.
Yeah,
did
that's
you get
exactly
a lot of cake?
Why.
A lot of cake. Hey, sweet. I've got an adjective for you.
Okay.
Just kidding, sorry.
It's Mad Lib Wednesday.
No, I thought I would tell you a joke real quick, actually.
Are you Matthew Perry? Wait, what's his name? Chandler.
Yeah, Matt, why?
Is it Matt Perry? Is that his name? Okay.
Why?
Because he's crazy at jokes.
Oh.
Anyway, I want to hear it.
He's just mixing up all our days.
Okay.
Tell me a joke.
I don't think I actually have a very good joke.
Make one up.
Okay, I have one, but I don't know if you can air it on...
We're live on the air!
We have a 7-second delay. Go.
No!
Oh, okay. So how come all the girls like Ronald McDonald? Because he has hot buns. Okay. Okay, bye, guys.
David Gatt.
Woo!
David Gatt.
He cut your hair.
He did. Apparently, Thebe said I'm looking a little Steven-ish.
Yeah, you got some hair height.
Yeah,
you know,
this is called I Woke Up Late.
Every hipster is jealous of your hair height.
Yeah?
Oop,
yeah, it's called I Woke Up Late, and that's all there is to it. So, Teresa from the Albuquerque Rescue Mission right around the corner joining us. Also want to talk about this church that canceled on a former Green Bay Packer because of his stance. No, not even his stance. Because of a tweet. A tweet. We'll talk about that right around the corner. And, of course, Teresa will be joining us. We got some Among Savages, some Bombay Bicycle Club on the way. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static.
Good morning, Steve-O and Mitch. It's just after 8 o'clock. You are listening to Static Radio. And, hey, Caleb.
Hey.
Intern with me. And joining us right now, Teresa from the Albuquerque Rescue Mission.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing great.
Good. What is going on at the Albuquerque Rescue Mission?
Well, you know, Mother's Day is coming up.
That's right. Very quickly approaching.
Yes. And we have a lot of homeless mothers. So May 10th, we need your help, listeners.
Yes.
We're doing a brunch.
Okay.
Lunch for homeless mothers. And so if you could bring food,
okay,
any type of, like, lunch food, we'll take everything, all the food, if you could bring it that day. And the other thing we need is we have a clothing room for them. So if you could bring any women's clothes, any size, from tweens to women, if you could bring clothes down to us or bring them here to Calvary next week, and I'll pick them up and take them.
That is right. Static Radio is a drop point, so you can drop off, you said, clothes, and then they also need perishable and non-perishable food items, whatever, for that day, correct?
Right.
For Mother's, on Mother's
right.
Day?
And that one, well, it's actually for May 10th, so
okay.
I think, is that a Friday?
It's a Friday.
Yeah, so that Friday. So that one you'd probably have to bring right to the mission so it wouldn't go bad. But if you could bring clothes by next
Tuesday. That way we have it to give to you on Wednesday.
Yeah.
That would be fantastic.
I could take it to the mission so you don't have to drive all the way down there with your clothes. But it would be so appreciated.
Yes, definitely. Again, Static Radio is a drop point. You can bring your clothing items here. 4001 Osuda. Just drop it off and we will pass it on to the correct people, which is you.
Thank you.
Of course.
So appreciative.
So Mother's Day is coming up. You have to. You have that ahead of you, which is a really, really amazing thing that you guys do. These women, they need to be appreciated, and you're there for them, and we love that.
Yeah.
What else do you guys need for this season? Summer, it's obviously about to be summertime. It's getting warmer.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys did have a shoe thing for Easter, right?
Yeah,
we did. You washed feet, and you gave them all a new brand new pair of socks and shoes.
Uh-huh.
So what else do you guys need now?
Maybe some kids' clothes, because we'll have kids at the Mother's Day luncheon.
Okay.
So, if people could bring all sizes of kids' clothes down, we could have that available to the moms.
All right.
To give to their kids. But it's amazing, you know, there's 7,000 homeless children in Albuquerque.
Wow.
And they all have mothers and fathers.
Right.
And so we need to maybe step up and help them a little bit if we could.
That is our calling. We really need to be stepping up, giving, serving them, as well as giving them things that they can't afford. They maybe don't have the means to provide for themselves.
Yeah.
So if you can do that, you can find out all the information at our Facebook, facebook.com/mystaticradio. You can also just go straight to their website, abqrescue.org.
Uh-huh.
And also, or call them 344- Nope.
Hope.
Is it 344 Hope?
Uh-huh.
I'm correct. Yay.
No, 346
Hope. 346 Hope.
346-4673.
4673. Yes.
Yeah.
It's happening.
I'm getting it.
I'm like trying to figure out hope in my mind.
Yeah.
Yes. 346 Hope. They need your help, and there is no better way to get involved than with your youth group or just with your family.
That's right.
So
please help.
Yes. Is there anything, maintenance needs, anything else that ABQ Rescue's needed for
right now? We're going to focus on the women.
Awesome. So Mother's Day is quickly approaching. You can bring your food items to the rescue mission on May 10th. That's a Friday. Just drop it off so that they can make a brunch. Would you guys accept it the day before?
Yeah.
Day before,
we'd
day
love
of.
It the day before because we could plan for it then.
Yes, it's a good idea. As well as clothing items to the rescue mission or even here Static Radio because we are a drop point.
Thank you so much for us.
Thank you for doing what you guys do. It's amazing, and it's great to see God work through an amazing ministry, and we see you often on Facebook now. ABQ Rescue Mission has a Facebook, so you can like them there as well. We'll tag you in that.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Teresa, for coming in.
Oh, have a great day.
Hey, you too.
Guys, thanks.
We have, so far, it's been interesting. It's been fun. We have some Sleeping at Last on the way right now. It is the Oh Hello song. It's called The Valley. You're listening to Static Radio.
We are Voices. The song's called Fighting Fire. Steve-O and Mitch, good morning.
Welcome back, sir.
Yeah, thank
you. Good morning.
Been a crazy morning. I apologize.
It's okay.
Been running around like mad. Our amazing boss man.
Mad.
Steve Ryman on vacay. Pray for him, actually. Son's getting married.
His son is getting married, so he is definitely running around, probably crazier than us.
I was on the phone with one of the software technician people trying to fix something over on our sister station.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, hey, Steve. And I'm like, yeah, he's out. This is the other Steve. Hey, man, how's it going? Yeah, his son's getting married. Everybody's like in the background. Steve Ryman's son's getting... Everybody's like excited.
You're like, I need this fixed now.
Yeah, I'm like, that's cool. But hey, can we try and fix what's going on right now? I'm excited too.
I have not developed a relationship with you.
I just need you to fix this.
Please fix it.
You know what, though? It's exciting when companies still have that. You know what I mean?
That's perfect.
It's hard to find that these days. Most people don't care about
it's kind of like,
customer
service. Our engineer / awesome guy, Jim.
Yeah.
When he comes in, we're all like, Jim!
Yeah.
Hail Jim, everyone! He's amazing.
Rad. I don't hail him.
You make us do it, though.
I hail a cab. Hey!
Hey!
Thank you.
So glad you're here.
So good. So, coming up at 9 o'clock, Shock Therapy Live with myself and Pastor Nate Heitzig. It is our weekly call-in show centered around you. We've already gotten some pretty incredible questions this morning. Some difficult ones. And it actually... works perfectly. What we were talking about off the air, we mentioned this earlier. Leroy Butler, former what, safety, right? For the Green Bay Packers, I believe.
It says, yeah, safety.
Ah, former safety for the Green Bay Packers. He actually was scheduled to make an appearance at a church this last week, and apparently it was canceled on him because we talked about this yesterday. Jason Collins, a NBA basketball player, came out and you know, stated, hey, I'm homosexual, check me out, this is how I roll, and a lot of people condoning him and saying congratulations, and Leroy Butler being one of them. He tweeted and said, what did he say? What was his tweet?
Does it have it here?
I don't know. I thought it was just congratulating him or thanking him. Not thanking
yeah.
him.
Right, yeah. On his Twitter account, Collins wrote Monday, congrats to Jason Collins.
There you go.
So,
he gave a congratulations to Jason Collins for coming out and saying he was a homosexual in a major sport. It's a big deal. And the church that he was scheduled to speak at then basically canceled his appearance.
Yeah.
$8,500 he was going to get.
Yeah.
Basically, they said, yeah, sorry. They did, however, say that he could have the appearance, but did you read
what
he
would have to do?
Oh, okay. Yeah, he was told that he could continue, he could keep his appearance. Where's my story? What'd you do with it?
Is it over there?
No, it's right here. yeah, he was told, quote, it's so weird. He said, if I remove the tweet and apologize and ask God for forgiveness, I can do the event. He told the church, no thank you.
All right.
Yeah. So, yeah, he said...
I feel like that's not sincere.
Because he said congrats to Jason Collins on Twitter, they wanted to cancel. He said, really? But we have a contract, and the church said, yeah, check the moral clause.
Ooh.
Because there's a moral clause to the contract. It was $8,500 appearance fee that he was going to get. But...
Okay. I'm Switzerland. I can't... I'm not even going to speak out on this. I want to know what everyone else thinks, though.
505-338-3700. Should the church have canceled this appearance? Because he said congratulations on Twitter to, an NBA basketball player who came out as homosexual this week. It's been a big deal. You guys found a story. Apparently, Jason Collins, I did not know this, Jason Collins came out and also, at the same time, professes Jesus Christ. And that became a story on ESPN, apparently.
Yeah, this was yesterday. In an interview with the New York Times on Tuesday, Collins noted that he is a Christian as well.
Okay. So. Says he loves Jesus, and also is a homosexual. When that came out, I guess one of the ESPN analysts spoke up, which is, I'm not gonna lie, I was a little shocked. Like, wait, what? So, Chris Broussard, in fact, came out on ESPN and said, well, wait, you can't claim that. Do you have his quote?
Yeah. Part of it, I remember watching it, like, they basically, like, the guy basically just has him come on and says, like, what do you think about this? And one of his quotes is, I am a Christian. I don't agree with homosexuality. I think it's a sin, as I think all sex outside of marriage between a man and a woman is. And so at the same time, they have, I believe, a homosexual reporter, LZ Granderson.
Okay.
So, who's been, like, who they had on ESPN all day kind of talking about this Collins
story.
Yeah, so and so the quote continues, LZ knows that, and he and I have played on basketball teams together for several years. We've gone out, had lunch together, had good conversations, good laughs. He knows where I stand, and I know where he stands. I don't criticize him. He doesn't criticize me. Call me a bigot. Call me ignorant. Call me intolerant. So, and then after that, I remember, like, LZ kind of came back and was like, well... It's like, everyone's interpretation of the Bible is different and started saying stuff like this. So, yeah, I don't know. Very interesting.
We got a question, actually, for Shock Therapy Live that's pretty close to this, actually. Someone who emailed in saying that their brother is kind of living the same way and kind of similar ideologies of being homosexual and but claiming Christianity. And so I know that's going to be a discussion this morning during Shock Therapy Live. Definitely want to tune in for that one.
We've definitely seen that a big turn in the Christian world, people doing this. I know that we play a certain song by someone who is openly gay, and they also claim to be a non-denominational.
But we don't play it as a regular rotation.
Yeah, we don't. We play it as a culture shock.
Yeah, culture shock, because this artist, openly gay, and says, yeah, I'm a spiritual person, you know. His father, I believe, is a pastor. And yet, and the funny thing is, we didn't know that going into playing it. It was just, suggested as a culture shock. We listened to it.
The lyrics are amazing.
It's a great song. Pointing to a savior, pointing to a creator. Mm-hmm. And we thought, hey, this would be fantastic for culture shock. Little did we know, turns out, one, he's homosexual. Two, he states that he's a spiritual person, not religious person, he says. And so, yeah, it's going to be an interesting conversation coming up. 9 o'clock, Pastor Nate Heitzig joining me for Shock Therapy Live. We got a few questions to get to already. If you would like to submit a question, you can do so. studio@mystaticradio.com. Get them in. And, yeah, we will definitely be tackling some serious questions this morning. On that, that means you guys are out.
That means we are out, and you get to stay here and talk about more important things.
I'm going to take some more meds and drink a lot more water and head back into Shock Therapy Live.
Whatever, it's your favorite hour of radio.
It's true. And it's coming up in 10 minutes.
With your second favorite co-host.
Interns. Thank you, guys.
No problem.
You guys are awesome.
You guys are.
Again, manana. With awesome stories and goodness.
They have like 17 stories right now.
I know, I love it. Yeah. I love it. We'll have to get to them tomorrow. Because you guys are done.
I'm done. I'm going to go answer phones for you and send them your way.
There you go. Shock Therapy Live. 9 minutes away.
Get your questions in now. You can email studio@mystaticradio.com. Or if you're brave, post them on Facebook or just call.
Yeah, 505-338-3700. The phone number. You can call in for Shock Therapy Live. And yeah. It's going to be an interesting show today. Like I said, we already got a handful of questions that we will get to.
And you guys are usually brutally honest.
Yeah. If you would like to keep it anonymous, I suggest you email us. studio@mystaticradio.com. We will respect your anonymous requests.
Anonymity. How do you say anonymity?
There you go.
Anonymity.
We had it for a second.
Anemone.
Yeah. Anemones. Yeah. Yeah.
Ready?
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Peace. Woo.